I am Daniel White, the third president of GLM Omnimedia Group, and this is episode number 69 of the Get Things Done podcast. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help you get things done every day of your life, so that you can accomplish something worthwhile with your life. I am a firm believer that God has put each person on earth to do something great for His glory. In this podcast, beloved, we are going through the fine book, Doing It Now by Edwin C. Bliss. I had just finished speaking, preaching at a meeting in a church in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, many years ago. And as I was on my way back to Atlanta, Georgia, I was walking through the airport, and being a lover of books and bookstores, I stopped in a little bookstore to the right in the Philadelphia airport. And I picked up this little book and read it in its entirety, pretty much in one sitting. It was that kind of book. It is one of the best books that I have ever read on the subject of productivity, getting things done, and avoiding procrastination. And along with prayer and the power of God in my life, it is one of the reasons why I have accomplished so much in my life. And I give God the glory. Today I will continue sharing with you some of the principles that Edwin C. Bliss talks about in his book. As we begin, let me give you this reminder from the Word of God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Believe it. Our Get Things Done quote for today is from Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt. He said, in a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing to do. The next best thing is the wrong thing, and the worst thing you can do is nothing. Today, beloved, in the Get Things Done podcast, we are still looking at part 7 of step 10, consider deliberate delay. But you said earlier that indecision is one form of procrastination and is a bad habit. Anyone doing what you've just suggested certainly isn't being decisive. Aren't you contradicting yourself? He answers, I don't think so. There are two basic types of decisions. One is choosing from among two or more clear-cut alternatives, where the pros and cons are evident, and it's a simple weighing process. Should I buy the blue suit or the brown suit? Should I rent or buy? Should I go by plane or by car? These decisions usually should be made without undue delay. I think after the relevant facts have been considered, and once made should be put behind you. You shouldn't spend time and energy agonizing over whether the decision was the right one. Unless new facts come to light, you should put the matter out of your mind and concentrate on other things. The other type of decision is the unstructured kind, where instead of choosing from alternatives, you are asking open-ended questions, such as, am I considering all the possible options? What would be a creative way of dealing with this dilemma? Why do I feel uneasy about this situation? Those questions, the kind that seem to call for creative responses, are the ones that justify incubation, thinking things over. And incubation should not be thought of as indecision or procrastination. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this discussion in our next podcast. Now let's pray our prayer together that we pray every Monday. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done. And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore thou those who are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, beloved, the greatest secret to getting things done with your life for the glory of God is to have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. When you have Jesus in your life, you can say with Paul in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here's how you can trust Christ as Savior today and have a home in heaven when you die. John 3:16 says very clearly, for God so loved the world, that includes you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish where? In hell, but have everlasting life. Where? In heaven. That's good news for you. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can have a home in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you. And remember, if you have something to do, there's no better time to do it than now.